Doug Christie, who is wearing his Seattle colors right now.
That's right.
He is just pumped up to hear your voice. How are you, Warren?
I'm doing great. Doug, welcome to the show, man. I've been on many times. I guess you're a new addition, but
yes,
it's great
sir.
To have you aboard.
Thank
Big
you.
Fan of yours when you played in the NBA.
I appreciate it, Warren. Thank you so much. I'm trying to get this New York Giants guy down here. I'm trying to reel him in. That's all.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I'm feeling
good. Well.
Hey, listen, defense, baby. Defense, defense. And that's why I'm looking at Seattle and the way they've played coming down the stretch. And everyone talks, Warren, about the loss of Thomas and on the back end. And, gosh, you know this team better than anybody. How confident are people up there in Seattle with the way this team kind of faltered coming down the stretch a little bit?
Well, people are a little nervous. There's no question about it. They're concerned because one of the trademarks of this team over the Pete Carroll eras has been the way they finished the season. They've always finished very, very strong, and they just haven't been that way this year. They've been kind of up and down, inconsistent. And it makes cause for concern because you want this team to be playing their best football. Every team wants to be playing their best football coming down the stretch, but we haven't. But so, you know, Detroit's the same way. They lost their last three ball games. And what you try and do is say, okay, the regular season is over. This is the new season. This is the playoffs, totally different atmosphere. So it's time to, you know, really turn up the focus, turn up the intensity, and hopefully you can play much better when you go out there this Saturday night against Detroit, because if you don't, you're going to find yourself going home early.
Ugh, that would just be awful, and I'd have to come in here, Warren, and I'd have to hear about it. I do not want to hear that.
No, you don't want that.
No, you know, the leading running back, the leading rusher for the Hawks plays for the Packers right now, and that would be Christian Michael. I think it's something like 18 different guys at that position, a big number. Have you seen anything like that? And how do you think the Hawks are going to look at that position this weekend?
Well, yeah, I haven't seen that many people playing for one football team in a year. I'm sure it's happened before, but the big reason why for us has been injuries. Mm-hmm. We drafted some guys this year, whether it was Alex Collins, whether it was CJ Prosite. We had Thomas Rawls coming back. So we had a lot of guys that had promise on our football team that just didn't stay healthy this year. So because of that, we've been going running back by committee, or anybody that's healthy that week, we're going to put them out there on the field. So it's been that way for us this year, and that's one of the reasons why our offensive line has not played well in the running game, because we've had inconsistency at the running back position as well. And it's just like a quarterback and receiver. The offensive line and those backs have to work in tandem with each other. They have to develop that same timing that a quarterback and a receiver have to develop.
Right.
We just haven't had a chance to do that this year.
We're talking with the Hall of Famer Warren Moon right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Well, the one thing you have a quarterback that's been there. He's done that. Always seems to play very well in these situations. Where's Russell Wilson's game right now?
He's playing really well. I think over the last 3 weeks, he's thrown something like 9 touchdowns, only 1 interception, taking really good care of the ball. You know, his pass percentage is high, and he feels good health. He's good health-wise. You know, he was really banged up early in the season, had a sprained MCL as well as a high ankle sprain on the other leg, and he was very immobile and pretty much had to stay in the pocket most of the time. He just didn't have the mobility. Now he's got that mobility. He's able to escape, move around the pocket, able to extend plays on the outside, and also hurt you with his legs a little bit running the football, which will help our running game. So having him healthy and having him in a frame of mind where he looks forward to this time of year, he wants to be great, and he knows the only way you're great is when you play good in the playoffs. So he's looking forward to it.
Warren, what is the vibe of the team? Because I've seen guys going at each other, and then guys going at coaches. Richard has got into it a couple times, Sherman. But I know Pete Carroll's built that kind of atmosphere where guys can speak their mind. What's the vibe of the team, though? Are they confident? Is that kind of how they go about their business, or what?
I think they are confident. It's a very confident group. It's a group, like you said, that Pete lets them speak their mind and show their emotions, as long as it doesn't get outside or become a distraction within the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Richard has been very vocal lately, especially with the media. And there's a lot of frustration right now with some of our veteran guys, because they know that there's been a window that they've been playing in that's slowly closing. And they feel like they don't want to look back 5 years from now and say, we really missed out on some great opportunities as a football team to win more championships than we have. So they want to make sure these young players are coming along and putting in the same focus, the same commitment as they are, because we have a lot of young players on this team to go along with these experienced, talented veterans that we have. And sometimes these young guys don't understand what it takes to get to that level. So that's what they're trying to do, get that message across to these young guys that we've really got to step it up. And that's the only way we're going to play well as a team, is we've got to have everybody on the same page.
You know, Warren, when you look at the Lions, you know, people say, well, gee, they come in with a three-game losing streak. But, I mean, gee, they lost at the Giants, at the Cowboys, and then that home game against Green Bay. So, you know, it's not like they, you know, played, you know.
No, they played very good teams. Yeah.
So when you look at this team, what concerns you about it from Seattle's perspective?
Well, you look at their receiving core. I mean, you got Golden Tate with 91 catches. You got Anquan Boldin, who's been around forever, but he is a true professional, makes big plays all the time, had 64 catches. Marvin Jones was one of the best free agent acquisitions at wide receiver, averaging 18 yards a catch. And then you got Eric Ebron at tight end. That's a great receiving core to go along with a quarterback in Matthew Stafford, who was one of the best throwers in this league as far as arm talent. He's got a problem with that finger that's bothered him a little bit on his accuracy. But this is a guy that when he gets hot, he's a gunslinger. He's like a Brett Favre, you know, playing today. And they've got 8 wins coming from behind. So this is a team that will not go away. You've got to put them away. And if you don't, they're going to be a hard out no matter how much you're favored by, whether you're at home or not. This is a team that, because of that quarterback, they're going to keep fighting.
You know, Warren, looking at Michael Bennett, I think that is going to be big time getting back and getting to Matthew Stafford. His health has been an issue. Where is he at right now? Is he 100%? Is he feeling good to really jump off the screen and get back there and rattle Matthew Stafford?
You know, I don't think anybody's 100% right now, but Michael feels as good as right now as he's felt all season long. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. And he had a sack last week against the 49ers. He had another sack the week before, but he made a sack dance, and that got nullified. So since he's been back in the lineup, he's been a disruption. And we've also got Frank Clark on one side with 10 sacks and Cliff Avery on the other side with 11.5. So this defensive line can really get after you. And if that's one of the weaknesses of Detroit, it's been their offensive line. They've had some injuries up front. So hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of that and put some pressure on Matthew Stafford so he's not very comfortable in the pocket. You know, you combine the noise that we have here at CenturyLink Field to go along with these talented players, we should be able to put some pressure on the quarterback.
Warren Moon joining us here, and last time he was on, we talked some Husky football, and I asked you this because Jake Browning is from here in the Sacramento area, and obviously not easy going against Alabama, and for a kid that's just finished his second year, I don't think there's any question he's got a bright future. When you look at Jake's game, where do you see his next step being? When you look at him, what do you think he needs to do? And when you look into your crystal ball, how do you see him as an NFL quarterback?
I just think he needs to get physically stronger. You know, he's kind of a frail-built guy when he came here. He's built that up a little bit in his second year, and I think he can even expand on that going into his third year and become a little bit more of an NFL-type-looking quarterback. You look at what Deshaun Watson did from last year to this year. He probably put on about 15 pounds of muscle to his body, and he looks more like an NFL quarterback now in college than he did last year. I think the same thing has to happen with Jake, so he can take more of that pounding physically, because he really wore down as the season went on this year. And I think if he builds himself up a little more, he'll have more stamina. He'll be fresher at the end of the season as far as his arm is concerned, and he won't take as much of a pounding as he took this year. So I think that's his next development, because as far as making good decisions, knowing the offense, he's only going to get better at that just because of the experience that he has in the offense. But the body part, the physical part, I think he can really work on this offseason.
It looks like Coach Peterson has Dog Nation real excited. What do you think the upside? Obviously, going losing to Alabama was a tough loss, but I don't think anyone really saw the UW coming this way. Recruiting, all of that. What's it look like now going forward for the Huskies?
Well, we have a great recruiting class committed already this year, and what they've done this year is only going to help them. I saw that one big recruit that was going to University of Oregon, he decommitted, and now he's coming to us, a big offensive lineman. So you're starting to see some of that type of stuff, because you know how young kids are. They want to go with the flavor of the week, and the flavor of the week right now up here in the Northwest is University of Washington, and that's great, because that's the way it used to be up here back during the days of Don James. So Chris has really turned the mentality around up here. He's got the excitement level really high, a very talented football team to go along with really good young men in the classroom and that. So things are in a really positive direction for us at the University of Washington. I'm just so proud of the job that he's done in such a short period of time.
Warren, it's always great for you to make time to come on the show. It's greatly appreciated.
Anytime, Grant, and you guys take care, and you guys make a great tandem together. I love it. Doug,
appreciate
congratulations,
you, man.
My man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Warren. Good stuff right there from Warren Moon.